We will now begin our webcast on Taiyo Nippon Sanso's Quarter 1 results for the fiscal year ending March 2021.
I will first discuss the business environment surrounding the Taiyo Nippon Sanso Group.
The COVID-19 pandemic has spread throughout the world since January 2020, but with regard to the group specifically, it has not significantly hindered industrial gas production or supply as of the present, even when cities in various countries were subject to government-imposed lockdowns. However, given the substantial economic stagnation and slowing in demand due to the impact of COVID-19 taking place in countries and regions the TNSC Group has entered, production activities in the manufacturing sector have decelerated, and this has caused a decline in shipments of air separation gases.
My presentation today will follow the supplementary materials for consolidated business performance for the first quarter of FYE 2021, which is available on our corporate site. If you have it with you, you may wish to make reference to it as I'm speaking.
I will first discuss the overview of our business performance, which is on page 3.
Revenue was 184.5 billion yen, a decrease of 25.8 billion yen or 12.3% compared to the first quarter of the previous year. The year-on-year impact of foreign currency translations was negative 3.5 billion yen, and excluding the impact of this, revenue declined by 22.3 billion yen. The main factor affecting foreign translation rates was yen appreciation against the US dollar, euro, and Australian dollar.
Next, core operating income totaled 14 billion yen. A year-on-year decrease of 7.7 billion yen, or 35.2%. The impact of foreign currency translations was negative 500 million yen, and excluding this impact, core operating income declined 7.2 billion yen.
Next, with regard to non-recurring profit and loss, no items were stated in the quarter under review. Operating income, which includes non-recurring profit and loss, was 14 billion yen. A year-on-year decrease of 7 billion yen, or 33.3%.
The finance costs item was negative 2.5 billion yen, an increase of 300 million yen year-on-year, so a decline on the plus side.
Net income attributable to owners of the parent was 7.4 billion yen, a year-on-year decrease of 4.8 billion yen, or 39.1%. Overall, revenue and profit both declined by large margins.
I will next go over our consolidated full-year forecasts for the fiscal year ending March 2021, which is page 10 of the supplementary materials.
We have not made any changes from the forecasts announced on May 12, 2020.
Revenue is forecast at 830 billion yen, which would be a year-on-year decrease of 20.2 billion yen, or 2.4%.
Core operating income is forecast at 82 billion yen, a year-on-year decline of 8.3 billion yen, or 9.2%.
The core operating income to revenue ratio is forecast at 9.9%, a decrease of 0.7 percentage points.
Operating income is forecast at 82 billion yen, the same amount as core operating income, which would be a year-on-year decrease of 11.9 billion yen, or 12.7%.
We do not expect to state any non-recurring profit items this term.
Foreign currency translation rates for the term are 1 US dollar equals 108 Japanese yen and 1 euro equals 120 Japanese yen.
Taking into account our recent performance in the first quarter and the prevailing business environment, we are making the following forecasts for each segment. See page 11 of the supplementary materials.
Our forecasts for the gas business in Japan are revenue of 356 billion yen, a year-on-year decrease of 100 million yen, so equivalent to the previous year, and core operating income of 31.2 billion yen, a year-on-year increase of 2.5 billion yen, or 8.6%.
For the gas business in the United States, we are forecasting revenue of 192 billion yen. A year-on-year decrease of 6.8 billion yen, or 3.5%, and core operating income of 16.3 billion yen, a year-on-year decrease of 5.9 billion yen, or 26.8%.
For the gas business in Europe, We are forecasting revenue of 153 billion yen, a year-on-year decrease of 12.5 billion yen, or 7.6%, and core operating income of 19.8 billion yen, a year-on-year decrease of 5 billion yen, or 20.3%.
Our forecasts for the gas business in Asia and Oceania are revenue of 103 billion yen, a year-on-year decrease of 1.5 billion yen, or 1.5%, and core operating income of 10.3 billion yen, a year-on-year increase of 400 million yen, or 3.5%.
For the thermos business, we are forecasting revenue of 26 billion yen, a year-on-year increase of 900 million yen, or 3.5%, and core operating income of 6.3 billion yen, a year-on-year decrease of 900 million yen, or 12.8%.
Finally, we are forecasting the eliminations or corporate item to be negative 1.9 billion yen, a year-on-year increase of 700 million yen, so a decline on the plus side.
The assumptions of our segment forecasts are as follows.
The impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the company's performance, initially announced on May 12th, was generally in line with assumptions for the first quarter under review, so we have not made any major revisions.
Specifically, in the electronics-related business, demand for electronic materials, gases, and related equipment was firm, and the direct impact of the spread of COVID-19 was limited, so we expect further growth both in Japan and overseas.
In addition, while the thermos business in Japan was impacted in April and May 2020 by the restrictions on going outdoors and the voluntary suspension of business activities due to a declaration of a state of emergency, which caused monthly revenue to decline substantially year on year. But in June, revenue recovered significantly compared to both initial forecasts and the same month of the previous year. In light of the recent business environment, we are projecting sales from the second quarter to trend in line with initial assumptions.
As I've just stated, there have been no major changes from initial assumptions, so dividends and the adjusted net DE ratio are projected to be in line with plans.
These performance forecasts are based on the situation as of the time of disclosure, and the assumption is that the situation surrounding COVID-19 will continue to gradually improve. However, if the course of the pandemic changes substantially from this, or if it becomes possible to provide an update based on segment projections, we will promptly disclose this information.
Thank you for your time.